time to check out the University of Nottingham's e-Advent calendar, folks. Yes, it is. Goes very quickly, doesn't it? The time, yes. Doesn't seem a whole day since the last one we did, but there we go, the Advent calendar. Well, this week we had, yesterday was the Christmas books from the Times Literary Supplement, published in 1917, and before that, Christmas in Hospital. It's rotten if you have to spend Christmas in hospital, but the staff in the photo were doing as much as they could to make everyone sort of happy and everything. So there's that. And now, December 12, short eared snow owl in a snowy landscape. It's like one of those tongue twister things, isn't it? You have to say it fast 10 times. Short-eared snow owl in a snowy landscape. Okay, this drawing of a short-eared owl is held in the Porter collection and is from a time when specimens were shot and, goodness me, and collected to provide knowledge of different species. Thank goodness scientists have a new approach. When I did an MVQ in environmental conservation, and we sort of learnt what some scientists, not in Britain but in other places, what they do if they need to do a sample or a survey or something. They basically, if it's insects, they just gas everything and sort of kill them to study them, whereas the British are a bit more delicate. We tend to sort of shake the tree a bit and see what comes out. But I think, thank goodness, that there's a bit more ethical these days, I think. So this is drawn by artist E. Neal. The image features in E.T. Booth's volume Rough Notes on the Birds Observed during 25 years shooting and collecting. That's a long time, that. So December 12th, short-eared snow owl in a snowy landscape. Check it out at blogs.nottingham.ac.uk/adventcalendar.